M-A-L. I-S-T-A-L.
An American forward operating base, now in the hands of Taliban fighters. In all, over a five-year period, 42 US servicemen died here in the Korangal Valley in Kunar province, defending it from Taliban attacks. Yet just days after the Americans withdrew, the Taliban have control of the area and are able to access every part of the Americans' camp. Local people too have come to see inside the base. They walk around the compound, which days ago was crowded with heavily armed US troops and is now littered with debris they couldn't take away with them. They want to see how they lived and see the view from the commanding heights where the Americans had their gun positions. Now Taliban fighters are standing guard. One local man says he hopes now there can be peace here.
We don't want Americans, we don't want Germans or any other foreigners. We don't want foreigners, we want peace. We want the Taliban and Islam, we don't want anything else.
Al Jazeera producer Qais Azimi spent 8 hours in the area visiting the main base and three smaller outposts, and he was told the Taliban intend to use this area as a bridgehead, a base from which they intend to take more territory.
This used to be an American base here in Kulangor Valley, but now it's controlled by Taliban. The Taliban are also saying that they will follow American forces whenever they go to fight them.
Qais was told that in addition to the local Taliban, a number of foreign, mainly Arab fighters had moved into the area. These pictures were filmed just 5 days ago. Thrown equipment before they withdrew, following a decision by their commander, General Stanley McChrystal, to concentrate more of their resources on urban areas. They call it a repositioning of forces. However, the Taliban call it a defeat. This fighter says the rounds around his neck were left behind by the Americans. They say they have boxes of US ammunition and tons of fuel left in the underground tanks of the US base.
There is a lot of ammunition left behind. Mortars, rockets, missiles. This, God willing, we will use against them.
He says the Americans could never pacify the area because they didn't manage to take control of this dirt road, the main supply route in the valley, and because they couldn't intercept the Taliban's communications. The locals in this valley have their own language spoken by just a few thousand people. As US commanders watch these pictures, they should perhaps recall the words of President Obama when less than 5 months ago he announced a major increase of troops. We must deny Al-Qaeda a safe haven, he said. We must reverse the Taliban's momentum. Yet now there is a new area beyond the control of the Afghan government where the Taliban and possibly foreign fighters are massing. James Bays, Al Jazeera, Kabul.
Dear Mrs. Robinson, your boy died today. He died a brave man far away. We had our dope, stashed it up real fine inside his mind. Well, we removed his brain and we put in a key, and he'll come back to you that way. And when you get him home, we hope that you'll dig it out. And when you get it there, you make sure this, you give it back to me. Me and my officers have got a rather a lot of clout. Mickey Mouse, his body bag is FedEx from Kabul. Minnie Mouse, she wonders why that body bag's half full. Oligarchs and all barons tell Walt Disney the news. John Wayne marches off to war in Donald Duck's shoes.
1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop, Afghanistan. 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die. 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for?
one here gets out alive. No, no.